From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. An international group of nations led by the U.S. and Italy has agreed to back Libya's call for lifting sanctions on arms shipments to the North African country as a new unity government tries to take control. Fayez Sarraj, the prime minister of the fledgling Government of National Accord, or GNA, said lifting the embargo would support the country's military institutions and presidency council in the fight against Islamic State. He also said creation of a presidency guard is aimed at protecting the government and public spaces. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said the international community support the government to acquire the weapons and ammunition needed to fight terrorism.
The arms embargo does allow for the Government of National Accord to request weapons if it needs them specifically to secure the country and to combat Daesh. That is the consideration. We will measure whatever requests there are for their legitimate arms requests with our call to all states to improve the enforcement of the arms embargo itself in order to prevent arms transfers from taking place to people outside of the GNA's authority.
But Kerry, speaking in Vienna, said world powers are not talking about troops or boots on the ground in Libya. The first round of talks to win a three-month border dispute between the Gambia and Senegal ended without agreement Monday. A border blockade by irate truckers began in February after Gambia imposed a hundredfold hike in fees on truckers entering Gambia from Senegal. That created shortages on both sides of the border. The fees were later dropped, but truckers are now demanding construction of a bridge to make transit easier. This is VOA News. Leaders of Armenia and Azerbaijan agreed Monday to a ceasefire and peaceful settlement to the conflict over the breakaway enclave of Nagorno-Karabakh. The Vienna meeting was organized by the so-called Minsk group that involves the U.S., Russia, and France. U.S. spokesman John Kirby in Washington Monday said Secretary of State Kerry wants to see an end to the fighting.
The fragility of the security situation there is something deep concern to the secretary, and he wants to explore ways in which we can, you know, ratchet down that tension.
The meeting was the first between Armenian President Serge Sarkisian and Azeri leader Ilham Aliyev since last month's clashes that killed dozens. They agreed to meet again in June. April's fighting, the worst since the ceasefire was reached in 1994. The foreign ministers of Russia and Belarus say their governments will jointly develop a military response to European deployments of a U.S.-designed missile shield Moscow sees as a threat. Their meeting in Minsk comes just days after NATO activated an $800 million missile defense site in southern Romania. Further shield deployments in Poland are anticipated in 2020. Russia's President Putin insists the West's real goal is to contain Russia's strategic deterrence, an allegation Washington denies. Nigeria's oil minister says oil production has fallen by nearly 40% because of militant attacks. Emmanuel Kachkou told the lower house of parliament the country's crude oil production was cut from 2.2 million barrels a day to 1.4. Attacks on oil infrastructure are on the rise in Nigeria's south, where a group calling itself the Niger Delta Avengers has been vandalizing oil facilities. Once again, Kenyan police used tear gas and water cannon Monday to break up stone-throwing crowds protesting outside the country's electoral commission in Nairobi, demanding it be scrapped for bias toward the ruling party of President Uhuru Kenyatta. It's the third such clash outside the Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission in less than a month. The opposition says more protests are planned. A second federal judge in Mexico has approved a U.S. extradition request for drug lord Joaquin Guzman, better known as El Chapo. The request approved is from a U.S. federal court in Texas, where Guzman faces drug trafficking, money laundering, and murder charges. Another Mexican judge approved a separate California request last week, where Guzman's been charged with cocaine trafficking. The International Space Station Monday celebrated a major milestone, 100,000 orbits. The U.S. Space Agency NASA said since the first space station module was launched 17 years ago, its 100,000 times around the globe is more than 4.6 billion kilometers, or 10 trips, from Earth to Mars. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.